Welcome to the Amanda Rollard Show, where we work together to support abundant living in all areas of your life, body, mind, family, finances, and community. Come join us and get your salt back.
Welcome, everybody, to this episode of the Amanda Rollard Show. I am so happy that you stopped by for a few minutes this week. You know, we are on a journey, and if you're a Christian, you know that we are in the thick of the Lenten season, and hopefully we're self-reflecting. Hopefully we're on our journey of selflessness and prayer and preparation and penance and, you know, almsgiving and all those things that we talked about a few weeks ago on the show. And, you know, what does that look like? So hopefully, you know, you're in that mode. But, you know, this week, I want to talk about something uplifting and something that's really hard to do sometimes. And no matter what's going on in our life, no matter what's going on in our circumstances, no matter what's going on with the people that we love around us, I believe that we have to try to see the good in all things, no matter what the circumstances. And stick around. I have about 8 ways that we can ensure that we see the good in everything that happens to us. So come back in a few seconds and we're going to talk about those 8 things together. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this episode of the Amanda Rollard Show. I am so happy and grateful that we get to spend a little time together. And I really wanted to focus on 8 ways that you and I can see the good in all things. You know, on the show, we strive to have abundance. We strive for SALT, and SALT is the acronym for supporting abundant living today and every day. And if we're going to support abundant living, we have to practice some truths. We have to practice some hard things to do sometimes, because sometimes we just fall into a funk. Sometimes we are overcoming the largest obstacle in our lives. Sometimes we may have been struck with a circumstance or a situation that slams us straight down face first into the concrete. And how in the world are we supposed to see abundance in that? How in the world are we supposed to see the good in those times? But I know we are. I know we are asked to see the good in all things. And I would just want to start this podcast with us remembering one thing. God's ways are not our ways. His ways are so much higher than our ways. And in our human frailty and in our humanness, we will never understand God's ways. Sometimes God's ways are so clear, plain as day. It's almost like rolling out the red carpet and everything goes just brilliantly, beautifully. And we're like, ah, thank you, God. That was so easy. And then other times, good people suffer. Other times, bad things happen to good, decent people. Other times, we are in the struggle. Obstacle after obstacle, challenge after challenge. Sometimes we feel like Job, but we can't, because we're asked to humble ourselves and say, God, we don't have the answers, but you do. And your ways are higher than my ways. And while I don't understand this circumstance, or while I don't understand what's happening, or maybe life is just, you know, rolling along, we still need to see the good in all things. Believe me, we could easily go down the rabbit hole week after week, listening to the news, listening to this side, that side, you know, talking all the negative things that, you know, either our country's facing or the world or whatever. And, you know, you could just get flung into, you know, a vortex. And we can't allow that to happen. That's what the enemy would want. The enemy would want us to have no happiness. The enemy would want us to just give up. The enemy would want us to stop growing. The enemy would want us to stop progressing. The enemy wants to beat us down. Let's be honest with each other right now. Who is listening in earshot that could ever say sometimes that you have been so downtrodden that you're like, whatever it was that you were aspiring to, you're just like, you want to just give up. And I'm here to say you can't. We can't allow ourselves to give in and give up, because that's when the enemy wins. No matter what, we get up. No matter what, we get up and say, God, by your grace, I am standing up again to face a new day. And I make a pledge, a vow, a promise that I will see the good in things today. So it's not always easy, but I come up with 8 things. Gosh, I'm sure there's like 28. I'm sure there's 38. I'm sure there's a lot, but I came up with 8 simple ways that we can begin to see the good in all things. And I'm going to start with number one. Number one, practice gratitude. We say this over and over again in the Amanda Rollert Show. What is gratitude? It is the practice of being grateful for the things that we have. Practice gratitude in all things. Let it be the first thing that you do when you open your eyes in the morning and the last thing that you do as you're closing your eyes at night. God, thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for my breath. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my spouse. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my grandchildren. Thank you for my job. Lord, I'm so grateful for the family that you've placed in my life. Thank you for my friendships. Thank you for the ability to have experienced love. Thank you for the ability to decide to be joyful. Thank you for my legs. Thank you for my arms. Thank you for my healthy mind. Thank you that I'm allowed to and able to practice the things that I want to do. Thank you that I'm able to move towards the goals that you've planted in my heart. Thank you for those seeds of dreams. Lord, thank you for the house that I live in. Thank you for the community. Thank you for my church. Thank you for everything. Everything in all things. Practice gratitude. You cannot practice gratitude and then have some funky thoughts. The two don't go together. If you're in gratitude, man, oh man, nothing can steal your peace. So practice gratitude. Number one. Number two, I put eat healthy and exercise, but I'm going to put a but there. It's not but meaning, well, don't eat healthy and don't exercise. I'm just saying eat healthy and exercise in moderation, what's good for you. Don't necessarily be a fanatic. We're not fanatics. Fanatics don't last. What I'm saying is we know when we eat something good and we know when we eat something bad. We don't have to be perfect all the time, but just remember garbage in, garbage out. When you are eating, and if you've ever done this, you know what I'm talking about. You feel clean on the inside. You feel this leanness about yourself when you're eating healthy, and even when you're exercising. I'm even saying in, you know, something as simple as walking. Those things together definitely help you see the good in all things, because you see the good in yourself. I don't know if you've ever gone on a cleanse or done something, you know, to purge yourself of, you know, whether it's carbs or fats or sugars or whatever. If you've done it for a long enough time, you actually do feel quite a bit different. You know, bloating goes away, and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, clothes fit you differently and so forth. And so for all those things, I believe we all need to have some sort of mechanism that we eat healthy and exercise. And if for nothing else, it helps release good things throughout our body. And that in and of itself helps us to be positive and see the good in all things. So that's number two. Number three, spend time with yourself. or for yourself. I don't have time for that, Amanda. I spend time for everybody else. I know. That's why we made this number three. Spend time with yourself or for yourself. Spend some time doing what you like doing. Invest in yourself. Get a hobby, or if you have a hobby, make it a point to support the hobby. Make a better version of you. And you know what? I got to say, I think I've said this before on the show, but the Bobby dude, oh my gosh, he has no problem investing in himself and taking time to step away for the things that he likes to do. And if I'm going to be honest, I think I'm a little jealous of that because he does it so well. It's not like he goes off the deep end. I mean, he'll play a couple of holes of golf sometimes on the way back from work or sometimes on the way in to go check on things as he goes into town or whatever. It's just little things that he does, or he'll go fish for a few hours or whatever. He takes time to fill his bucket. And I need to take a page out of his playbook for that. But I have learned over the years that that's so important. If you keep depleting out of your bucket, pretty soon you got an empty bucket. You have nothing in abundance. You have nothing in overflow, and you can offer nothing to the world. So spend time with yourself. Spend time for yourself doing something that you want to do, investing in yourself to become a better you. Even if it's a better you that takes some time to have some fun for a few minutes every day, that's filling your bucket. That's getting some peace, some joy. And then when you have that, you can give it away. You're a happier, healthier, better person when you get home, or when you're on the phone, or when you're with your colleagues, because you have something in your reserve. You've made a deposit into you. You can't keep making withdrawals without making deposits. So that's number three. All right. Number four, do something good for someone else. It's such a simple thing. It could be something as simple as bringing a cup of coffee to a coworker, helping a friend write a reference letter, helping a friend move. You know, if you're out and about for breakfast or lunch, or you have a walk to work or whatever, you pass a child or a family, smile, say hello, make eye contact. You pass an elderly couple on a park bench, smile, say hello. Say, "My, you look so happy today." Just taking a moment to do something good for somebody. Hold the door open for somebody else or several somebodies. Let somebody in traffic. Let them cut in front of you. It's a good deed. Buy the person behind you's lunch in the drive-thru. Do something good for someone else. And that fills buckets. It helps you see the good in this world. It helps you feel better about who you are. Number five, dream big and share those dreams. Guys, one of the things that I've realized, especially over the last couple years, is that when you're dreaming about your future, when you're dreaming about your one and only, your beautiful life, you are progressing. You are living. When you stop dreaming, you stop living. If you're going to be really honest with yourself, yeah, you do. When you're dreaming about your future with your children, with your spouse, with your work, with your colleagues, your goals, your aspirations, the things you want to accomplish, the things you want to do, the places you want to travel, the books you want to read, the things you want to write, the places you want to go, the levels you want to achieve. That's dreaming, and that's living. That is supporting abundant living today. That's your salt. When you stop that, you stop living. And I don't care how you slice it and how you dice it. If we're not progressing, we're regressing. So once you stop dreaming, you're regressing. You stop your salt. We've got to visualize our best life. We've got to visualize success. You know, at the end of the year, we made our salt maps. Did you make your salt map? Remember the last 4 weeks of December? We went through an exercise. And if you weren't with us or didn't, you know, happen to tune in at that time because life got busy or, you know, things were happening, or maybe you're just new to the show, go back. Go back to our December podcasts. We went through a methodical month of preparing, and one of those was creating our salt maps. What does 2024 look like for 1 year, for 3 years, for 5 years? What do we want in our life? That's dreaming. We had us build our salt maps. We put it down. We cut out pictures. Are you looking at yours? Is yours up in a place in your home that you get to see it, that you visualize it? That is probably one of the greatest ways to see the good in all things, because there is good in all things. Number six, when you're in the valley, you've got to focus on the mountaintops. So many times we make the mistake of focusing on the valley, and it takes so long to get out of the valley. When we are in the valley, guys, listen, life has its ups and its downs. You are never, never going to be consistently in the mountains, and you're never going to be consistently in the valleys. It goes up and down and up and down and up and down. And the greatest piece of advice that I can share is, when you are in a valley, you've got to be thinking about the mountaintops. Thank you, Lord, for my mountaintops. They are here. They are coming. You have positioned me for victory. I am on the way up. You just start your affirmations. You cannot focus on being in the valley, being financially dependent, being less than stable. You cannot focus on that, because that's just what you're going to attract, is more of that. You've got to focus on the mountaintops when you're in the valley. And I don't know what your valleys are. My valleys are most likely different than your valleys, and your valleys are going to be different than your surrounding colleagues or family members' valleys. And I'm telling you, being in a valley, it is so hard sometimes to see the good in anything, but that's what we're called to do. How can you see the good in losing a loved one? How can you see the good in losing a job, losing a spouse, losing a child? How do we see the good when bad things are happening all around us? How can we see the mountaintops when we see injustice? How can we see good when we see people who lie or cheat or steal their ways to the top, and you've been committed to living a good and honest life? It's not for us to judge, because we're not living their life. We have to live our life. It's hard enough to live our own life. And we're going to have ups and we're going to have downs. And when we're in the valleys, we have got to focus on the mountaintops and know that good times are coming. And we've got to see and understand. We've got to think of the mountaintops. It shortens the time till we actually get there. Number seven, be present in your life. Now, that's different than number three, which was spend time with or for yourself. Number seven is be present in your life. Because you know what? Your life is a present. It's a gift. Every single day, it is a gift. And when I say be present, I want you to be mindful of where you are today. Be present. Stop wishing you were somewhere else. Stop thinking, you know, next week, next month, next year, when you need to be thinking and being mindful and present about all that's happening to you today, all that's happening around you, with your family, with your spouse, with your loved ones, with your job, with your career, with your dreams. Be present. Doesn't mean that we don't have goals and dreams. That's not what I'm saying. But we've got to be present for today. Be fully present where you are. Breathe the breath coming into your lungs, cleansing you. Relax. Enjoy the gift that today is. Be present for your children when they come home and tell you stories about their day, or they want to tell you stories about what's going on in their life. Are they asking you questions? Be present for your spouse. listen, ask, engage. Turn off the TV or get our eyes out of our phone. Be present for those around us. And number 8, surround yourself with positive people. That's not always easy, Amanda. No, it's not. No, it's not. But I can guarantee you, if you surround yourself with positive people, you will be positive too. If you surround yourself with negative people, you will be negative too. Sometimes it's hard to move away from the negative people and forces around us. But sometimes we have to make those decisions that maybe those people just can't be a part of our life at the moment, because you're going places. You're making a difference. And you can only do that by making a conscious effort to surround yourself with positive people. Because guess what? Positive people are going places. And that's where we want to be. We want to be going places. We want to support abundant living today. We want our salt. We want our passion every single day. And a positive person, just stop for a minute and think, who is the most positive person that I know? Who is the most positive person in my life today? If you can't think of somebody, you seriously need to move yourself away from your circle, and you better start hanging around with some new people. Maybe you're the most positive person in your circle. You need to find some other positive people. But if you can stop and think about who is the most positive person in my life today, and then you think of who that person is, then ask yourself, what makes them somebody that I enjoy being around? What do they exude? What characteristics do they have? What makes them positive? I'd write those things down. Oh, they're always happy, Amanda. Okay. They're always seeing the good out of something bad. They're always making lemonade out of lemons. Yeah. What's wrong with that? Well, you just don't know the depths of despair. You just don't know the loss I've just suffered. I do understand. I do understand. But if I'm going to live true to my faith, I'm going to say, I don't understand, but I know that God's ways are higher than my ways. And I may never know in this earthly realm why, but I know there's a purpose. And just submitting to that and being grateful, thankful, and prayerful turns negatives into positives. So I would challenge us this coming week. I would challenge us to practice these 8 ways to see the good in all things. And guess what? I would love to know how the next week goes for you. Because if you spend some time making yourself, challenging yourself with these areas, your life is going to improve. You will be a more positive person. And not only that, you're going to kind of train yourself to get a 2x4 to hit you right between the eyes when you're going off the onto the negative train. It just happens naturally, and all of a sudden you'll be like, oh, that was negative. I need to stop saying that, or I need to reframe that. No, that's not what I wanted to say. The more you practice these 8 things, the more you practice seeing the good, the more you're going to be aware of when you go down the negative train. So anyway, let's do that this coming week, and maybe share these ideas with a friend. And yeah, see how your week changes. See how your month grows. And then share this episode with a friend and tell me about it. How'd you do? Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of The Amanda Rollert Show. I am so glad that you took some time to visit together. I wish you the very best week ahead. Take care. Come back and see us next time for another episode. See you soon. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to The Amanda Rollert Show, a podcast to get your salt back. Share this episode with a friend and tag us on Instagram. See you next time.